Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It is the morning shift here on this Friday. Yeah, I feel
Look
good about
at
it.
That.
It's time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. I'm going to hear you guys' thoughts on all the topics of conversation today. We've ranked, we've talked about the rankings of the skill position players, the Atlanta Falcons. Whether or not the Atlanta Braves would find some second-half magic to at least get back to 500.
No.
Also talked about the 40,000 game console that I purchased on Amazon.
$40,000? 40,000.
No, 40,000 game.
Hey.
No, thank God, not $40,000.
I think I've talked about this before. Do you guys do this when you order something on Amazon? Do you, and it says, because you're so used to things coming quickly.
Yeah.
Like almost most of the time, I think things come quicker than you think on Amazon. And so when you order something and it's like, oh, it's expected between these dates, and then it's not shipped for like a day, and when it's finally shipped, you just keep checking it to see if it's been sped up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now.
What are you waiting on?
I've gotten to the point where I'm like, 2 days shipping. What?
I know.
It's not here today.
Right.
Well, what are we doing?
I told you I ordered three things for the golf cart, right? It was a bundle. The biggest part of it, which is the battery, has not come. The other two parts came yesterday.
Oh, well.
So I'm waiting on the battery because I desperately want to do it Sunday. I want to. I don't know why, but Sunday is this date that I had in my head.
That's a good word.
What I want to do Sunday. Sunday I want to spend all day working on my golf cart. Like, it's in my head that that's what my day is going to be. And now I'm I've probably checked it four times since the show started, and it has not moved. It's at a carrier facility, whatever the hell that means. I mean, I know what it means, but
I'm just picturing him having pork chop hanging from the ceiling, doing one of those little jumpy things, you know what I mean? Just like kicking her legs out.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting over there, you know, twisting the wrench, working on the golf cart, and getting the battery put in.
I mean, to be real, I'd probably have the baby born on. Baby Bjorn or whatever.
No, you can't do that while you're working
while
on the golf cart.
Working on your golf cart?
You lean in and hit the steering wheel.
Why not?
This should be part of the wake-up call. Do you have an issue with Bo wearing his baby while
yes.
he works on his golf
yes.
cart?
Yes, although I'm telling you, I used to have a buddy that would take his baby to, like, gatherings, like cookouts, and wear the baby Bjorn and just, like, rip beers and do shots. Like, just stuff spilling everywhere.
Wow.
Do I know that person?
I also got a couple of tweets already about my drop of Driver, which was on the original PlayStation. It was like the original Grand Theft Auto, man. It was a good game. That was like a big deal when Driver came out.
There's been an update.
Uh-oh.
The package left the carrier facility.
There you go. Okay.
Now we're talking.
I just don't know what that means because I don't know. Yeah. Does it say where? what state?
404-726-0929 if you guys want to give us a wake-up call. We got a couple of callers on the line. Hey, Dylan, let's go out to Preston over in Jackson, Georgia. Preston, what's going on, man? You're on the morning shift.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
So I'm a bit of a younger guy. I just turned 26, but I think my favorite game, I had the GameCube. I don't know if you guys played on that, but I played this stupid game called the Super Monkey Ball.
You play as
like a little monkey, and you roll around on a track, and it was ridiculous. You play these stupid little characters.
But if it was available today, would you play it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they still make them on the Switch, the new Nintendo thing.
How old were you when you were playing Super Monkey Ball? Because I just Googled it, and it looks like, I mean, I'm not trying to be able, but it kind of looks like a kid's game, like a young kid's
game.
Yeah,
well, he's 26.
Yeah, it came out in 2001.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were a young kid.
When I was little, I broke my leg, and then my present from my dad, because I had, like, broken multiple places, so I had, like, full body cast. And he's like, all right, he just got me a GameCube. And I just played that the whole time. But, yeah, that was probably like 4 or 5 then.
I love that.
That's cool.
GameCube is an underrated console. I used to have a buddy that had the Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Such a good console.
I love the fact we have a 26-year-old calling in. Because, I mean, my MJ partner, I think it's 26 or 7, Carter, and like, it's nice, you know, that's what I did. Wasn't trying to be, I probably sounded like a jerk. Well, how old were you? I googled
I was like,
it.
He just said how old he was.
I googled it, and I, it like, it definitely looks like a 5-year-old's game. So I was like, I don't want, I mean.
Have you ever heard, Dylan, have you ever heard of this monkey, what do you call it, monkey ball?
I have not.
Yeah, okay.
You're too old for it, Dylan. Yeah. You're 30 now.
Well, 29. I won't be 30 until March. Let's not put that. Yeah, you know, let's not put 30 on me quite yet.
Like my wife told me when I was 39, and she's like, "Well, you're," and it was like July, and I was just turned 39. She's like, "Well, you're pretty much 40 now. You're pretty much 30 now, Dylan.
Pretty
you're
much at that threshold. I'll take it."
Or like when I didn't realize it was your birthday, and I was like, "What are you, 42 now?"
Yeah.
You're like, "Yeah, actually, I am." I'm like, "Oh man, that sucks."
Yeah. Some friend, this guy is. In the last month, he's wrecked me in iRacing and forgot my birthday.
One of those is more important than the other. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 404-726-0929. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's bring in Swami Dave from Sewanee. Not Sewanee Dave. Not Sewanee Dave, but Swami Dave. Dave, what's up, man?
Swami Dave, guys. Listen, it's a Friday morning. How's
let's
it going?
Go.
Yes.
Listen, let's go.
As we talk about it, my games were some of the coin-operated games like Shinobi and stuff that I played and stuck
Shinobi.
Quarters into. So I am giving away my age to do it.
Yeah,
however,
I had Shinobi on Sega Genesis, Shinobi.
Oh, no, I played with quarters in an arcade. Much better game, I'll just tell you now.
Attaboy.
But anyway, today's Welcome to the Party, Pal, wake-up call moment still goes for one Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
Because, heads up, guys, listen. Don't feel bad. You know what? CEOs, if there's somebody else that can make another $10 million on the balance sheet, the private equity company is going to replace that guy. He shouldn't get too upset, or the gal should just cash her check for a golden parachute. It is what it is, but heads up. I've never seen Netflix do a show called Guards. That, you know, they don't do interviews and segments on Sunday morning with running backs usually. Mm. Hey, guys, you know what? There's 32 of you guys, and you actually do get the big piece of chicken when the budget and the contracts come around. But when the teams can save money, they're going to do it.
Okay.
Heads up. It's a business. It was a business when those guys in front of you got replaced. It's a business when you do, too.
Yeah.
And you guys have a great Friday morning.
All right. I'm not even sure where Swami Dave was going with that, but he was on one for a minute right there.
I just
wanted you to know that you're replaceable as a quarterback.
I think we're all replaceable as everything. That's what,
is that
true? I remember early in radio I was complaining about making hardly any money, and I was told, well, you know, there's a guy that'll walk in here on the street and do it for less.
There's a guy that'll pay us to be here.
That was like Steak Shapiro's like management style. Like, wow, so somebody else do it for cheaper. I was like, okay.
I'm not sure if you can. Button.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if you can, Steak. Okay.
Hey, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's talk to Warren over in Peachtree City. Warren, what's going on? You're on the morning shift.
How's it going?
Living the dream.
I have my wake-up call for Squid Billy. I'm a rookie in Squid Nation.
Uh-oh.
All right.
And I don't have any flags or anything to fly high like I do with my fast and stuff. Now, where can I get something?
Come on.
Oh.
How much did he pay you to make this
first
phone call
off,
right
Warren,
now?
We appreciate your service in the nation.
Dylan, cut
and,
this man off.
Look, that, you know what? No, you ain't cutting Warren off. Look, we have shirts available on Etsy. You can go to my Twitter account.
It's got to be illegal.
It's linked right there. And we got we'll get some flags made soon.
Here we go.
We
got
to fly one at Echo Park Speedway.
Warren,
next
what is
year
it
too.
That attracts you to the nation? I just have to know.
it's very very informative, and we got all the answers.
Okay, yeah,
that's right. Warren's a real G. I appreciate you, Warren. Let's get a black or false Warren.
No inner dialogue. Just we have all the answers. You know what I mean?
That's right. I got all them answers.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to move on.
What
quickly
a phenomenal
from that
call.
One. No. You know, as a matter of fact, I got an answer for that. Let's bring in Will from Mike's Mafia HQ. Will, what's going on, my friend? Happy to have you on the show.
Yeah. You can ask Dylan. We converted my son from the nation to Mafia.
Let's go.
On the way over here.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Let's go.
We just added Warren G to the group. So. Hope you got all those holes plugged in the guard shack,
man.
Will.
What's the vibes like, Will?
Hey, you know, I got a tarp. It covers the roof. We're good.
That's how we do it.
For the video game, so I have 3 working Game Boys, a working PlayStation 1, 2, 3, and a old school Nintendo, like old school, you blow in the cartridge. Kind
whoa,
of
like
school.
Currently you have these things?
And they all work, yeah.
Whoa.
Will, yeah. No kidding, got the same thing. I've got my original Nintendo from as I was a kid, I had someone clean it for me. I've got like Mike Tyson,
Punch Out,
bro.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Got all those games.
Those are now on a gaming stick that's in the back of my TV that I'll be taking to the beach. So yeah.
Having to like blow on the cartridge to get it to work.
Yeah, that's right.
What was your game, Will? What was your game when you were growing up?
Mine that I just dominated was Twisted Metal 2 on PlayStation 1.
Wow. Oh, I remember that. I remember
what
that game.
Call.
That game is awesome.
Yeah, so that is my go-to. I still have the working PS1 with Twisted Metal 2, and I still play it, and I still wreck it like Ralph. Wow. So.
Appreciate the phone call, Will. Hope you have a good day. And shout out to the boy that's also a member of the Mafia as well, man.
They made a TV show out of Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
On I think it might be Prime or Hulu One. I didn't watch it, but I heard it was pretty good.
Do you remember the Nintendo 64 game? It was like Vigilante 8. I think it was what it was called. That was like you just drive around with like torpedoes in the back of your truck and just shoot at other cars. It was like a 1v1 kind of thing. Or
were there Vigilante 1-7s?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
I don't know.
Yeah, because I've never heard of any of this.
Yeah,
that's
either.
A great question.
I mean, but that's like Double Dragon. I remember playing Double Dragon. You never played Double Dragon.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I bet it's on the stick though. It's a 40,000.
Double Dragon
turned into a movie.
Yeah, phenomenal video game. I always hated that Ninja Turtle game for the regular Nintendo, though. It was so hard. It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Did you have Duck Hunt?
I did. Well, everybody had Duck Hunt because it came with the original.
I never had original Brothers. Nintendo. Yeah, I never did have that.
Have you guys heard of Earthworm Jim? I swear I talk about. Okay.
100%.
Because I swear nobody has heard of Earthworm Jim when I bring it up.
Sure. You know what I brought up that nobody knew a while back was Leisure Suit Larry, the game. It was like a computer PC game. It was like an adult game.
Yeah. Yeah, I had Lemmings on the PC. That was solid. Yeah, I don't know if y'all ever played that. Hey, let's go back out to the phone lines.
Nope.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy Skip from Atlanta. Skip, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Living the dream.
Daddy Squid, how you doing?
I'm good, Skipper.
Oh, God.
Lieutenant, how you doing this morning? I'm reporting to duty. And we know who the show master is.
Let's
is
go.
That Mike Mafia, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what
okay,
it is.
Okay, right quick. I got a solution for the Braves. I've been in my laboratory, so I put everything together. And what came out is that I've been a Braves fan since the 70s and 80s. So if you get back in the 70s and 80s, you know this is real good. So next year, I think that the Braves going to come back healthy next year. You have a whole season of pro far. Could you start out the season? Three of your four starters pitchers that's injured should be coming back. Should have one guy in the bullpen. So all you got to do next year is worry about your shortstop and your DH, or you bring profile in the shortstop and get a left fielder. Yeah. But your main two things you're going to need next year, you're going to need a hitting coach. You got to get a hitting coach. And you got to get a manager, man. You got to get a manager that's willing to coach at least 142 out of 162 games. Right. The reason I say 142, because we still got to have that somebody from the outside, not a Braves guy, but you know what I'm saying, that's in the organization.
I don't think anybody knows at this point what they're going to do managerial-wise. We talked about yesterday, neither one of us expects Snicker to be back, but – look, I think it's fine to have all those plans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you need a shortstop. Okay, where are you going to find this person?
Yeah,
is the next question. Where are you going to find this manager? We can all have all the ideas. That's just, you know, we're just throwing stuff at the window here.
So I cut my grass on Sundays, and I always turn on Fricky, and John will be talking to people. And if I had a dollar for every time a caller calls in and says, "I'll tell you what they need to do. Bring in Chipper Jones.
Yeah.
Chipper Jones will fix this team." And John be like, "I don't think he wants
Chipper
to do it.
No part of that.
I don't
dude.
Think.
No
but
part
and it's
of that.
Funny because everyone wants Chipper Jones to do this, and Chipper's like, "Guys, I've got young kids. I've spent my entire life on the road, and I had kids that lived. I was as a parent. He was on the road, and they didn't get to it. He's at home now.
Yeah,
he's loving life. He'll come in as a special assistant here and there." Chipper Jones is doing exactly what he wants to do, and honestly, he deserves to have that choice.
You know who else is loving life? Grant McCauley.
Yeah. He is loving life because he's married to me, right?
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely not loving having to talk about his Braves team every night.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. And yes, coming up, we've got a stud calling in. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider for 92.9 The Game. He's going to hopefully have some answers for all these Braves questions we have. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
We are the morning shift at 8:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Mike, Bo, Ally Mack, and Dylan. We're about to welcome in 92.9 The Game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. Our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
Grant, we were talking earlier about you guys' kind of date night to the movie theater last night to go see Superman. Is Allie, is she a high maintenance date at the movie theater? Is she like, hey, I need you to go get me my popcorn and my Coke and everything, or is she just pretty chill? She's self sufficient.
No, we're great preparers for the movie theater, so we get everything we need. We don't have to get up and move.
Wow.
We might even have our extra stuff that we've already bought and brought in.
Wow.
So, you know, just one of those things where if you prepare properly, you don't have to get up and go get anybody anything.
What are you guys? So you're telling me you bring stuff into the movie theater? Like
of course.
You what?
Of course.
You bring like a bag of popcorn in the
Sour Patch.
No, no, wow.
You've been doing that since like high school. You didn't do that?
I know. I mean, like everybody did that in high school. My point is, like now we're all like 40.
In fact, I'm so low maintenance. Yesterday at the movies, I forgot to bring my jacket in, and I did not make him go to the car to get it. And movie theaters are freezing, so I'm super low maintenance.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
There you go.
That's pretty good. Grant, we've also been talking about video games all morning, talking about the 40,000 game game stick I just bought yesterday or a couple days ago for my kid. You got a game from when you were younger? What was your game?
The number one all-time Nintendo game for me was Legend of Zelda, the first one. So that's a number one. If you get into Super Nintendo, I got a couple, but, you know, Mario Kart's probably the leader there. N64, it's GoldenEye. And then beyond that, I think we just get into a whole lot of stuff that I'm sure you can sift through yourself. But from childhood, growing up into adolescence, those were the games that really stick out to me.
Yeah, as Dylan would say, GoldenEye is goated. It definitely is.
There you go. That's fair.
Yeah, everybody's got golden eye on
there. Yeah,
of course.
All right, Grant. Listen, we got to unfortunately talk about the Braves. And I heard your expose that you did yesterday on Dukes and Bell with Fricky about Ronald Acuna Jr. and the trading. But there has been some interesting rumors about Sean Murphy and some teams coveting him. I don't see it happening necessarily based on everything Alex has continued to say. But where do you stand on that?
I don't see it happening in general, and if it were to happen, I feel like that's more of a winter move than a trade deadline move. But will the conversations be had? If a GM is interested in adding a player, yeah, they're going to call. They're going to find out. They're going to inquire. They may make an offer, and then you can use that information to make that decision ultimately. But it just doesn't feel like, and from any indication that we've got from the Braves with how they've built the team and how they would like to manage the team moving forward, that they want to start just dumping assets right now just because they are in the midst of what obviously looks like a lost season based on the fact that they have gone into a very ill-timed tailspin at the worst possible time leading up to the trade deadline when it was kind of that last gasp of, can you show us a reason to invest in this team at the deadline rather than sell? And I think everybody has to kind of face that reality, and losing a series to the Athletics last night, getting walked off in extra innings, a bitter pill on top of another bitter pill for the Braves.
It was definitely tough to watch. Well, we've got the Cardinals series and the All-Star break, which will give the Braves a few days off. Grant, are you expecting this team to be able to reset, or really what are you expecting from the second half from this team?
It's a really, really, really good question at this point, because these Braves are not, I think, feeling like themselves in any way, shape, or form based on the compounding effect of just not being able to find the consistency of winning, not being able to find that switch or the switches individually to be able to turn their seasons around. And that has just turned it into, I think, some introspection maybe is a good word for what will happen over the All-Star break. But where the Braves are right now, 13.5 games out in the division, 10 games out in the wild card, and 12 games under 500 with less than 70 games to play when they come out after the All-Star break, those are not numbers that bode well. And I think that that's the kind of math that the front office will look at in making its decisions on who stays and who goes. And I think if we're talking about who goes, it's probably more of a bullpen-related move or series of moves that the Braves could make if some contenders come calling.
Grant, I want to talk a little bit about Spencer Strider and his outing last night. And one of the conversations Bo and I got into earlier was about, you know, Spencer Strider kind of, I don't know if reinventing himself is the way to put it, but he's not throwing as hard as he was last year. I honestly don't want him to throw as hard as he was last year. We've seen the elbow injuries to a number of other players at these high velocities. I would rather him learn how to pitch and then ramp it up when he needs to. But I was worried about him giving up the long ball last night out in that Sacramento ballpark. He does early in the game, but he kind of settles in and gives you a quality start. What did you think about him last night and the location of some of his pitches?
Well, he really only mislocated one pitch, and that's sometimes the difference in the game. But, you know, he got over 20 swings and misses in yesterday's start, which is a very Spencer Strider stat, and was able to pitch himself well into the game. And that's what he has been doing really for the last, what, six or so starts at least, looking a lot more like himself. Now, we may not be seeing the 98-plus Spencer Strider, but he can still get that 96, 97 going. Even if he's living more in that average fastball velocity of 95-plus, that's still plenty good when you have a slider that's as good as his is, and as he works on the shape and the form of that changeup of that curveball to give him the best arsenal. But this isn't a manner or a change or metamorphosis for Spencer Strider of, oh, just don't worry about throwing hard anymore. 91, 92 will do it. You still need velocity in today's game. That's just the way that it is for the vast majority of pitchers. And Spencer Strider is a power pitcher. He is built off of that. Does he need to be chasing velocity? Absolutely not. But is it a big part of his game? It is, because it sets off the rest of his arsenal.
Hey, Grant, I was looking at the pitching matchup for tonight. We got Grant Holmes going. He's on my fantasy team, so I need to go down there from him. And I'm going to butcher the hell out of Matthew Liberatore's name, I guess.
Liberatore.
I'm looking at their – I was looking at their stats, and they're very similar in some things. Grant's given up more home runs and more walks, but Liberatore has a 3.7 ERA, and Grant has a 3.44, and one of them is 4-8, and the other is 6-6. When will Grant Holmes get some run support? And I can you believe we're talking about Grant Holmes a year later in the way that we are?
No, I mean, that last part is, I think the headline here is that Grant Holmes has come in and very quietly put together a really nice season and what turns out to be, I think, an important season, because with everything else that has gone wrong in this rotation from an injury perspective in particular, this is the kind of performance you needed from somebody. And if we're honest, they need this kind of performance or something resembling this from another body or two to get through the season. But no, Grant Holmes has proven that he is capable of going out, delivering every fifth day. He gets a lot of swings and misses. His strikeouts per nine is still, I believe, among the top 10 in starters, at least in the National League, if not all of baseball. He has done everything that you could have possibly asked for him. So the run support question, I can't answer. I don't think anybody can answer. When will the Braves consistently be able to score runs so that you feel like the starter can settle in? I mean, he's gotten a couple of those games, though, but it happens from time to time that even the run support is not necessarily the answer, because then the pitcher sits for too long and comes out and has a little bit of trouble maybe reestablishing. But, you know, whatever the case with Grant Holmes, that this is one of the good stories in a season that has been short on good stories for them. And I think that he's kind of cementing his foothold in one of these rotational spots as the Braves make their plans, not just in the second half, but on through the winter.
It's the Morning Shift with Grant McCauley, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Braves Insider. Grant, I want to shift gears a little bit because All-Star events kick off today. I hear you have a pretty cool date for the All-Star game.
Whoa,
but
yeah.
What is your schedule like this weekend? What events are you going to?
It's going to be a little crazy because I'm trying to get to just about everything that I can from the like the major baseball, like MLB showcases, if you will. The Futures game, I'm excited to go to one of those. I've never been to one. That's a nice collection of prospects, obviously, from across baseball. That should be pretty fun. Home Run Derby, obviously, that's something that you'd like to attend. And then the All-Star game itself, that's something that I've looked forward to for a very long time. So got a little bit of everything mixed in there. And there's that media day on Monday, which should also be exciting, where they just make the both All-Star teams available. And you get to go around and kind of get a little bit of time with each one of them. So that should be pretty cool. That's my schedule. It's going to run all the way through Tuesday. So as I joked about a few days ago, I don't know when I'm going to sleep, but I'm definitely going to figure out how to get all the time I can out at Truist Park with all these great events going on. And I've got a live broadcast at Murph's on Sunday for From the Diamond from 4 to 6. So we're throwing a lot in there, but we're going to get it all done.
Grant, I've got one request. Can you and Allie give us a review on the peach cobbler nachos? I mean, that's just like I'm so perplexed by this entire ordeal with that.
I'm going to let you take that up with her because I am used to the boring press box food, so we'll see what we decide on.
Who's the guy, Grant? Who's the guy that you are most excited about to get over there and talk to and just talk some baseball with during that media open session?
You know, I don't know that there's necessarily just one person because it's just, I mean, you look at the names and it's an endless thread of opportunity. And you never really know, I think, in some cases, like who the best talker will end up being or, you know, whose media session just ends up being maybe more exciting or enlightening than you thought it would be. So I'm just going to be an open book and see what happens and, you know, find out what I can and get the best stories and hopefully have a lot of great stuff to share on From the Diamond. But it'll be great to, you know, see a lot of this talent that you just don't see on a regular basis. Maybe a couple of players on this team when they come in, a couple of players here. Obviously, you wish there was a lot more Brave-focused activity going on. That kind of is what it is. But it should be a pretty fascinating couple of hours, and I'm looking forward to chronicling everything I can.
Well, and I know you have your live broadcast on Sunday at Murph's, but aren't you also going to make an appearance on the special edition of The Morning Shift tomorrow?
A lot of pressure.
In the 1 o'clock hour?
Mm. A lot of booking is going on this weekend, so I can confirm that as well.
Okay, cool. Great. Awesome. Appreciate the time, Grant. Have fun at all the All-Star events this weekend.
Of course. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, buddy.
That's Grant McCauley, Sports Radio 92.9, the game's Braves insider and host of From the Diamond End, who I will be sitting next to at the All-Star game.
Or for the rest of your life.
And for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and for the rest of your life.
Well, coming up, we've got a Life of Squid.
Brent Musburger was spot on years and years ago. Well, not too many years ago, maybe about 13 years ago, he was spot on with the statement he made. I'll explain why that is still ringing true next on The Morning Show. Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not just Friday at 8:40. This day has flown by. It's Sports Radio 92.9, The Game with The Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan here. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Quick reminder that Hawks begin summer league play tonight. The first round pick, Asa Newell, will be playing. Kobe Bufkin and his brother of Jalen Johnson, Kobe Johnson, will headline the Hawks summer league squad.
Is there anything, Dylan, you can jump in, is there anything that we should be looking for in these summer league games? Like, is there anything that'll be any kind of indicator for what we actually think will happen in the season? Or is it just a, hey, let's go get some development and then we'll roll out the big guns when the season comes?
I definitely think keeping an eye on the three that we mentioned, Kobe Bufkin, obviously, because I think he is going to play a vital role in this season. I think the part of the reason he's in the summer league is to, one, get back into kind of, you know, that, not to say he's not in shape, but kind of get back into that basketball shape, maybe get into a little bit more rhythm because obviously he's been injured not only most of last season, but most of his career.
Was it a hand or a wrist last year?
Wrist.
Okay.
Yeah, wrist injury last season. So seeing Kobe get back into that rhythm, seeing what he can do and seeing his continued development, the continued development of Kobe Johnson. Obviously, we all love Jalen Johnson for obvious reasons here. And seeing, you know, what Kobe can bring to the table is going to be interesting. And then obviously seeing what Asa Newell can do. Asa, to me, a lot of eyes are going to be on him for good reasons because he was our first-round pick. But honestly, I'm more concerned about Kobe Bufkin than anything because he's actually going to have valuable minutes on the Hawks roster while Asa Newell, while he's going to play some in Atlanta, I think he's going to spend most of his time in College Park, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what Kobe Bufkin does as well. I do have, you know, not to switch gears too quickly here, but I do have a lot of people that have been tweeting me today about the video game stick that we were talking about earlier and, mm-hmm. and kind of getting back to some of the games. I had to give Brandon Mincy a shout out because he brought up a couple. He was like, he said, these young kids don't know about adversity unless they've played Ninja Gaiden 2 on NES or Aladdin and Lion King on Sega Genesis. I did have Aladdin on Sega Genesis. He is so right about that.
Yeah,
what
the magic carpet.
What a frustrating freaking game that was. I wanted to throw my controller through the window every time I played Aladdin on Sega Genesis. A couple of people bringing up NFL Blitz as well. Ty Falks brings it up about being on PS2. I actually had that on Nintendo 64. NFL Blitz, though, like the ultimate arcade game, but I had NFL Blitz on 64. Dude, what an absolute legendary video game. Throwing off the back foot, just spearing people, suplexes going downfield. Like a wrestling match would break out in the middle of the video game.
Was NFL Blitz the game? Because we had an NFL game in the restaurant my mom used to work part-time in. Was NFL Blitz the game? Was the game? Didn't you like start like first? It wasn't like first and 30. You had to get 30. Yeah. The NFL Blitz was a crazy, crazy
game. Dude, you could literally, they'd snap the ball and you could dive like 30 yards and take out the quarterback if you timed it up really good.
Yeah.
Just an absolute legendary game.
Well, and Brandon mentioned the Lion King game.
Yes.
So there was a level on that where you were getting thrown around by the monkeys.
Yes.
And it was like a game of memory.
Oh, my God.
You had to remember which way the monkey was going to shoot you. That was a really difficult game.
You know, and as well, Ty brought up MLB Slugfest. I don't know about Slugfest, but what was the was it Ken Griffey baseball on N64 that was so much fun?
I don't remember playing Ken Griffey baseball. I remember I think it was like for Nintendo, it was like RBI baseball or something like that. Mm-hmm. So my baseball game, or just the MLB show. I don't remember Ken Griffey baseball for the 64.
Speaking of baseball games, I used to love the like all the backyard games, backyard football, backyard baseball. Those games were good.
Was that
too.
Is that a Wii thing?
No, those were on PlayStation. I think I played mine on either. Pretty sure it's PlayStation 2.
Here's what I found odd about Wii is because that's when it got into you're actually making the motion of playing the sport.
Yes.
Why not just go outside and play the sport? You know,
well,
like why not just go outside and play
a good
some baseball?
Point, but then, you know.
Well.
Look at the generation that came with the Wii.
As a person who had a Wii and still has a Wii.
Y'all are hating, man.
You couldn't just always go to the bowling alley.
I was going to say.
That cost money.
Like, you know.
You didn't always have the materials to play tennis.
Yeah, and so, not only that, but like, you know, but if you lived in an apartment, you're not going to go out in the back and hit home run derby.
Okay, well, yes, but
it's
you
not
know,
like,
maybe.
It's not like you need all these things to play tennis. You need another person, a racket, and a ball.
And a court.
What? Yeah, but a lot of play. Tennis.
It's actually a lot of things.
Still bowling, though, too.
Hey, let's go meet up at the tennis court when you can just go to your TV and be like, oh, I'm going to hit home run derby.
Well, like,
no, I'm going to play tennis. No, I'm going to do bowling.
There's a lot of people that have tennis, at least one or two tennis courts in our neighborhood.
And a lot of people that don't, too.
And what about this scenario? If you're, say, you're a young kid, you're like 13, 14 years old, you don't have a car yet, but you're like home for the summer and you're home by yourself, you can't just call up your parents who are at work and be like, hey, mom, can you take me to the tennis court? Or,
you know,
like,
wow,
so
man. Back in my day, we would walk places. I know that's a foreign thing, but
Jesus.
You walk places.
We walk places too, but what if you lived in a place that wasn't walking distance within a tennis court, Bo?
I don't know, but hit it off the wall.
I'm so disappointed in you, not from the fact that you said it, but you know it gave him a platform to sound off on these kind of things. You know he was going to take the old man get off my lawn approach.
No, it's not old man get off my lawn. It's there's a sector of the young kids that just refuse to get outside.
Okay,
and you know what makes me madder than those kids is the people that complain about kids being out and about. Like in my neighborhood, there are people. That like there are kids that are everywhere, and then there are people who get on the Facebook page. Someone needs. I'm not trying to be that person, but someone needs to tell their kid not to do this and that. It's like, no, you need to shut up. That's what you need to do. You need to shut up. That kid's outside playing in the summertime.
Here's the thing. Sorry. Here's the thing. You were just talking about how you played RBI baseball or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Why not just go outside and play it, bro? Why wouldn't you just go outside and play RBI baseball?
Because I didn't have a neighborhood.
Oh, because you didn't have it? You didn't have anywhere to go?
I didn't have a neighborhood.
That's what you sound like. And I didn't have that. That's what you sound
like. There was nobody else.
A lot of people have tennis courts, Bo. Yeah. Why would you just hit the
Most
A and B
people
button?
Live in a neighborhood. I
That's
didn't.
What you sound like.
I lived in the country.
That's what
you sound
like.
I would have had
to
walk 7 miles to go play with another kid.
Oh, well, maybe other people are like that, too, when it comes to tennis courts.
No, I disagree.
You sound ridiculous.
Bo, see,
you know what? You're just trying to argue and be like, now
no,
you're
I'm
yelling
not.
At me.
No,
Why
I'm
are
not.
You yelling at me?
No, I'm
don't,
not.
Don't yell at me.
No, I'm not.
I'll put my finger on you.
Because I was doing an impression
Don't yell
of
at
you.
Me. Don't yell at me.
Bo, I'm happy to hear you fully advocate for kids being, you know, should be able to go outside and be embraced when they do go outside. Because you're right. There is a sector of kids that do need to get outside more. But again, to Mike's point, you are completely off base on this. Oh, just go outside and play tennis. Go outside and again, everybody doesn't have the resources to do that. We aren't talking about basketball.
But,
we're talking about
just,
Wii tennis.
Just,
we're talking about Wii bowling.
You play Wii basketball, don't you? Was
it's
there a Wii basketball?
The amount of
there was a Wii basketball.
All right, then.
You just talked about the sports games that you played on console. What difference does it make if it's a Wii or not?
Because Allie's point.
No,
you're doing
no.
the motions.
Allie has nothing to do with this.
I've literally heard the excuse. Well, I mean, they had a Wii workout game, dude.
Yeah,
Wii Fitness.
Yeah. Go to the damn gym.
It is a gym. What are
you
talking about?
You don't need to do it inside.
You just talked.
There's an argument for Wii
Fitness.
It
makes no sense.
No.
You just talked about getting people active. Now they're trying to get active on the Wii and you don't like it?
It's nowhere near the same. It's nowhere near the same.
I'll say this. Hey, if you got going in Wii Boxing, I worked up a sweat a few times in that Wii Boxing.
Because they thought about that.
You know what?
Those opposing knees would not go down easily.
Instead of Wii Boxing, go pick a fight with another kid in your neighborhood.
Man, I feel like the little girl
That's what they did back in my day.
The little girl in the meme where she's standing in front of a burning house, that's what I feel like right now. Because I totally lit this fire.
These kids are so lazy. They'd rather fight a video game character than fight another kid they don't like in their neighborhood. Wait, what?
Right. You did this, though. You gave him a platform to be the old get off my lawn guy, and he ran with it.
Can you imagine a young Bo Morgan going outside, hey, I'm not supposed to pick a fight with the Wii boxing character. I need you to fight me because I got energy and I need to use it.
Well, I would have had to, you know what the funny thing was? I'd had to walk to fight somebody because I didn't grow up in a neighborhood.
I can just see poor Porkchop.
You know what I did, though?
Eddie, I
want to
play N64 King Griffey. Hey, why don't you go get a whiff ball bat, girl? Get out front yard.
You know what's funny?
Ridiculous.
Is you think you're being funny and like running your mouth at me about that? I went outside and played basketball by myself. I'm not done. I went outside and threw a football in the air and then tried to run underneath it and catch it because I didn't have anybody to throw it to me.
Yeah, I did.
My
you know
dad
what
was
I did?
At work.
I threw the baseball up on the roof and I would see where I would throw it far enough side to side where I would have to dive for it to my left or to my right.
Yeah.
That was how I played catch with myself.
I mean, seriously.
I did the same thing, too. I would go out there and shoot by myself. That's why my jumper's so good now. So, and then I would go out and, you know, I would even put chair. Like, if I wanted to work on my dribbling, I would put chairs out and I would just
there
dribble, maneuver through them.
So when I hear a kid say, well, I ain't got nobody to do it with me.
What kid did you hear say?
I hear it all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. There we go. There's the root of the issue. There's the they we always talk about.
You know what's funny is you want to fight
what's
me on
funny?
Everything I say, but if I say so-and-so said this, well, maybe they didn't mean it that way. Yet you think I automatically mean things negative way.
I don't know.
You know, you
I
don't get to respond.
No
it's
idea
my
what you're
time.
Talking about.
Glad you're on vacation next week.
Trust me too.
I get to argue with Abe.
That'll be fun.
Oh, man.
Good luck,
Did I
Allie.
Come, Mike?
You're the one that did this. No, you stay here and you roll around in this mess.
I mean, you're don't take it out on Allie and myself because you have anxiety about you not being able to pack a car well. All right? Don't take it out on us. Not our fault.
Don't you have sponsors to talk about?
I'll do my segment the way I want to do my segment.
That's the way you usually do it. Go ahead.
Baron Burton's W Sauce, friends of New Round Brewing. I remember years ago, Brent Musburger said this, and he got a lot of crap for it, but I'm not sure if after reading what I read yesterday, he was ever more right. Play what he said, Dylan.
Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women.
Well, Tom Brady is apparently in a fling with none other than Sofia Vergara. I believe that's how you pronounce her name.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, a fling. And she's 53 and doesn't look a day over 30. He's 47 and is reverse aging somehow.
Yeah. So he's good.
But yeah. the way the story that I read was is that he basically they're both saying it's not a relationship and they're both single. Yet they have been seen together all over areas of Europe, and it is definitely a fling. They are definitely hooking up. And they've been seen in the Ritz-Carlton in certain places. They've been seen on a super yacht. There was one instance where there was in a restaurant, and there was a group, and he was like, hey, we want to sit next to each other. And they moved and sat next to each other, or maybe she said it one. But they are hooking up straight up. That's it. They are very open that it is not a relationship. I mean, as if I didn't know that you could go up from Giselle, but I think he did.
You think that's a move up?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's intense.
Oh, she is... Have you seen Sofia Vergara?
I feel like it's a lateral move. I think they're both very, very beautiful.
I was going to say, have you seen Giselle?
Yeah, seriously.
I have seen Giselle, and I would take Sofia Vergara, how you pronounce her name. She's, dude. I mean, you ever heard her talk on Modern Family? She starts rolling her tongue and with her R's and stuff.
Oh, my God. Pause.
Dude.
So much pause.
I'm telling you. There's no way in hell she would have married Ed O'Neill in real life.
I'm going to try to comment on the story without getting myself in trouble. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, I would love to just be invited onto a super yacht at some point in my life. I just want to step foot on one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need Sofia Vergara with me. I would just love to step foot on a super yacht and be like, you know what? This is a really cool boat. I don't think that's ever going to happen in my life, though.
I think this is a common situation of it's just two people in a talking stage, and it just happens to be two very rich people and two very well-known people in a talking stage.
Talking is probably one of the few things they're not doing.
What?
I don't think this is about that. I think this is when they said fling, I'm like, you know what? I am so glad they posed it that way. Because now when they break up, these famous people just can't make relationships work. It's like, no, man, they're just like anybody else, two divorced people or single people, just having a little fun later in their life, and then they'll move on.
Yeah, but it's two divorced or single people that are extremely attractive. Like,
yeah,
they're doing okay with one another. That's pretty, I don't know, that's an interesting couple. I did not heard about this. It's an interesting duo.
Do you appreciate the straight honesty about
it?
Yeah,
like, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. I think it's refreshing. I think people try to hide stuff or like lie about things to make them like seem better than what, you know, or more than what they are, or like have this facade that it's more than. No, they're just like, hey, we're just, it's a fling. We're not dating. They're not dating. Whatever. Their people are like, she's not too old for Tom. She's only 6 years older than him. I mean, that's nothing.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, she's doing okay.
Yeah,
physically.
She's doing really well.
My wife's married to somebody 6 years older than her. It's not a big deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
Is that all it is? I thought it was more than that.
The hell does that mean?
I think it was like 8. I thought it was like 8 or 9.
You know what? It's 55. We got to go so you can get out of here and go vacation.
Now we're worried about
the
clock.
I'm done with you. Yeah.
Now we're worried.
We're worried about the clock. Well, he's not wrong, though. We do have to go. That's going to do it for us. Mike, have a wonderful vacation.
Thank you.
You will be missed. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thank you for being here today. Catch me, Bo, and Dylan tomorrow, 10 a.m. live from Murph's. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
stay cool, Atlanta.
Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.